Grooving on a New York afternoon. We're grooving on a New York afternoon. On a Sunday, went to the city hoping this would be the one day. New York afternoon, took the subway. Went to the Village, Chinatown, walked down Broadway. On a day in June, strolling through the park, what a lovely, lovely feeling. Then looked at you and my heart began to reeling. This is our day. Here in Manhattan, everyone is part of our play. New York afternoon, walked through the art show in Washington Square. Heard some jazz on the Lower East Side. We'll remember when skies are gray and snow was falling in December. It was a New York afternoon.
Of Mark, what's his name? Mark Evans. That's Mark Evans, isn't it? Yeah, Mark Evans. Snowboy's here with me, and that was his record from his latest album called New York Afternoon. Great to have you here, Mark. I know there's been a lot of love out there on social networks. As soon as I said, oh, we've got Snowboy coming on, it's like the troops have mobilised. A lot of love out there for you. But this is like your 16th album?
16th album, yeah.
A lot of
yeah.
work, man. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Latin beats, the Latin... you and the Snowboy and the Latin rhythm section that you've got going on, that's just part of what you do. I remember you, early doors, you came out with a Go-Go record.
That was my first record, yeah.
Yeah. Was that you rapping on that?
Yeah. I was one of the original... Funny enough, I was one of the original rappers at the first rap night in London, the Language Lab at Gossips, but I seem to have been... written out of the history of that, which I don't mind.
Yeah, well, that's okay. A lot of us have been written out of a lot of history.
Yeah.
But you had a thing for go-go music, didn't you? And you've actually done a compilation, a brilliant compilation of some of that DC groove.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, had one on BBE. That is due to be followed up with another one.
Yeah.
I've stayed in contact with people from DC ever since the '80s, and it's great. Even better now. It's not by fax; it's by email. So I'm still kind of up to date with what's going on there. I don't particularly like what go-go is now, but it's
a bit like hip hop, I suppose. It sort of evolves in this way that sort of has the essence of the original Halcyon years, but it's got a different character to it now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You're a percussionist, and I guess we know you for writing, DJing, playing percussion as well.
So yeah.
There you were. trundling along with life and you suddenly decided, I want to be a great Latin percussionist. Tell me about that transition, because you must have had to sort of self-teach, or have you studied with great people?
Originally I started buying little bits of hand percussion because I was going back to the old jazz funk days of the late 80s, hearing all this great jazz funk and jazz fusion being played at the clubs like Chris Hill's Goldmine, which was the biggest influence on me, and Bob Jones, of course. But and hearing all the and collecting all these records that I was hearing at the Goldmine, and hearing all these interesting percussion sounds on the records, I wanted to know what made them. I trained to be a graphic designer. That's what I was meant to be. But I just wanted, just intrigued to know what made all these interesting percussion sounds. So I started buying a few bits and pieces, and then, oddly enough, to the listeners, I ended up doing a season as a red coat at Butlins, and
hidey ho,
exactly. And the very day that I finished the season there in 1982, I went out and bought a set of congas that very afternoon with my bonus. You get a 2-week bonus from Butlins if you do a whole season. So got the percussion, didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, what happened next?
I'd been going to a dancing school part time to learn tap dancing, and the only things I could think of was, because I was trying to play along to the records and couldn't, and didn't know why. And so I remembered the these different tap rhythms that I'd learnt in dancing school, and tried to adapt them to the congas. And then again, after a while, I ran out of ideas. And a few months later, I happened to bump into Robin Jones at the very first night of Paul Murphy's jazz dance session at the WAG on a Monday.
He's a great British percussionist, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, really the godfather the godfather of Latin. I suppose equally with Roberto Pla, I suppose, to be fair.
Great names.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at the time, Robin Jones was probably the biggest name in the jazz dance world because of his old albums that had been rediscovered from the 70s, his Latin jazz ones. And I saw him on stage, and I went to talk to him, and he said, "Come around for lessons. Come around for some lessons. You know, I can see you don't quite know, you know, but I, you know,
meaning well."
Yeah, and within a few years, I was playing in his in his salsa band, King Salsa.
Amazing.
So yeah.
And actually, you played at Ronnie Scott's not so long ago with the great Diodato as well in his band. He's like, you're his go-to man for percussion as well.
Well, it's
literally like they were 1 minute listening to the tunes played by Chris Hill, Froggy, Jeff Young,
yeah, of course,
Giles Peterson,
yeah,
many other names, and the next thing you're inside them, literally inside the records.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, Diodato is a remarkable man, a very humble man, and it's just beautiful that to play with a giant such as him. You know.
We just played New York Afternoon, and that. It just sort of joins all the dots, doesn't it? All your experiences, because that was a record that you heard regularly at one of those club nights or weekenders or all-nighters or whatever. Must have took you a little while then to get the groove right on that one, to be 16 albums deep and then turn your attention to Richie Cole's thing, wasn't it? It was Richie Cole, was a great alto saxophonist. He produced that with Eddie Jefferson. It was obviously one of your favourite tunes.
Yeah. It was... I'll tell you the reason I did New York Afternoon was because one of my dearest friends is actually Chris Hill. I see him, you know, once or twice a week and speak to him on the phone almost every day. And he used to own Ensign Records, as you know, Chris. And Chris was always saying, why don't you do some more covers on your albums? And I was always saying, no, Chris, you know, I do what I do and that's it. And I thought to myself one day, actually, I'm going to surprise Chris. I'm going to do a cover of one of the classics and do it my way. And I know that New York Afternoon means a lot to Chris. I know he was one of the first people to break that. And also, he did a cover version in the 80s with Georgie Fame singing on it. So
that's right.
And I knew it was driving Chris mad because I wouldn't let him come to the recording studio. I'd always make an excuse because I didn't... I was...
You had to live up to it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I wanted, and also I wanted to surprise him with it as soon as it was mixed in the studio, so...
A quick word on Mark Evans, the vocalist on that, because we know him, I know him through making Soulful House records and club beats, but you've chosen to reach out all the way to...
Baltimore,
Maryland, and got Mark's voice on the record. How did that come about?
Oh, my God. Well, there was... I knew the voice I wanted, but so we'd recorded the track first. We knew we wanted that deep baritone a la John Lucien or something like that, Gregory Porter. And I just couldn't find the right voice for it. So I thought, I don't care how long it delays the album. I'm just going to wait until the right voice comes along. And one day I was just sat on Facebook and... there was a clip of Mark Evans doing a tribute to John Lucien at the Baltic Soul Weekender in Germany with a full orchestra. I mean, I already had Mark Evans records in my collection, but for some reason I didn't associate him with doing anything jazzy.
Just there's your man right there.
And that was it. The penny dropped, and within half an hour I'd got his email from a house music promoter, a friend of mine, Sarah Favoritism. She gave me his email address, and... And so literally within half an hour, we were...
Hooking up.
Yeah, hooking up. It was incredible.
Beautiful. Well, we got another voice on your album called Jen Kearney, and we'll play something with Jen on it in just a moment. Snowboy's here on Jazz FM.
Jazz FM. Listen in colour.
I'll start to
the uplift in your soul from listening to Latin Beats, courtesy of Snowboy, my special guest here this afternoon, my old mate Mark Cockgrove. Snowboy, Latin percussionist, new album, New York Afternoon. Jen Kearney featured on that one, Mark, and it's a version of her own song, Better, and she's saying things in that song as well, isn't she? It's quite a poignant song.
I think that is the thing with Jen's lyrics on all of her songs. She's made four CDs now, and it's... there's a real social commentary on a lot of the on most of her songs. I mean, not dissimilar in a way to Gil Scott-Heron, if you like. There's a song about a woman that's promising, an alcoholic and drug addict, promising to get clean and get better. You know, amazing.
Well, she had a Boston, right?
She's from Boston,
So you've covered a couple of her songs on your album. Mm. Let's talk about the Ronnie Scott show you've got coming up. You've got two nights at Ronnie's. I'm sure they're going to be completely chock-a-block in there. Remind me of the dates.
17th and 18th for this month.
Yeah.
One show on Thursday, two shows on Friday.
And either of our vocal friends here coming along for the ride?
No, unfortunately. I mean, I am planning on bringing Jen over to tour later on this year. If we get the arts funding to bring her. Guesting with us on the night is Natalie Williams, who I'm sure you'll agree, I think is one of the greatest singers around at the moment in the UK. I mean, amazing.
We join all the dots here, Mark. She's actually presenting True Brit here on Jazz FM tomorrow at 6 p.m. focusing on British jazz. And I know that since you've rediscovered Jazz FM, you've been one of these people I like to brag about who can't turn the radio station off.
It's true. That, I mean,
good.
My little girls sit there eating their breakfast to it at 7:30 every morning, before the school run, and it goes off, you know, in the evening. Yeah, amazing.
Well, you like me, I'm a constant fidget and beating out Latin rhythms on the desk, and I get told off by my girlfriend all the time for, you know, sit still, stop beating Latin beats on your desk and stuff. Were you like that before you took up percussion?
Yeah. I'm completely. I've always. I was always quite a nervy teenager and into my 20s and constantly on the fidget and especially, you know, having gone to dancing school and then interested in rhythms as well and polyrhythms, it's definitely in me without a doubt.
You wrote a book though, didn't you, all about the British jazz dance scene. Is it still available for sort of order?
Yes.
Print to order, so to speak.
It's print to order, yeah. You can get it on Amazon. It's called From Jazz, Funk and Fusion to Acid Jazz, secondary title, The History of the UK Jazz Dance Scene.
It's so good to have you here, man. You're in the DNA of everything we do. You've been a fan and a supporter of this music since I can remember. A bit like me, ever beating away in the background there and singing about this music. It's great to have you here, Snowboy, on Jazz FM.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for all the support.
Let's play another one from the album, and we'll leave it there. This is this old Mambo, as in
Ole Mambo.
I say, I need the inflection on that either. Okay, well, thanks very much, Mark, for coming by, and check him out. Ronnie Scott, 17th and 18th. There's a weekend in there as well, weekend night in there as well, so that's going to be seriously hot at Ronnie Scott's coming up this month. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Ole Mambo, another one from New York Afternoon, Snowboy, and the Latin section. for Furniture back now and continue with your work. Mark Walker's here after the news at 1 o'clock.